According to Tom Molson, he and Brooks Bigjohn were presented with petitions calling for their ouster at last week's meeting. He says they've both been accused of conflicts of interest while serving on the council. Molson says he and Bigjohn are just the latest political targets on the Lac-Du-Flambeau reservation.
We've been in opposition to what tribal government's doing in reference to their inability to show us where $50 million went. The majority of the tribal government is made up of 9 people that take that stance and are reluctant to open the books to the rest of the peoples.
Molson says Lac-Du-Flambeau chairwoman Victoria Dowd has misspent tribal money on numerous off-reservation ventures while neglecting the immediate needs of her people. He says another form of political warfare is the tribal council's consideration of a banishment proposal, which would physically and perhaps permanently remove certain tribal members from the reservation for various offenses.
We don't need a banishment code of that seriousness. This one was basically set up against people that are in opposition to tribal government. That banishment is something far harsher than what we have already, and we have a judicial system that's already in place that deals with these type of situations.
Molson is hoping to drum up enough community support to hold a recall election on June 14th. He says he and Bigjohn will need at least 300 votes to get back on the council. Lac-Du-Flambeau tribal chairwoman Victoria Dowd was unavailable for comment, but has previously denied claims of financial mismanagement. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.